that 12 to 50% of patients with severe asthma actually don't have asthma at all. Global Initiative on Asthma, or GINA, recommends spirometry as the gold standard. Now, spirometry is so helpful because it measures the volume over time of how much air can be expressed. So the reason why this works is because asthma is a disease in which it is hard to blow air out, or the expiration phase. So that FEV1 will be a lot less than what it would be predicted. The bronchodilator will relax the smooth muscle, allow more air through, and therefore the FEV1 should increase after the bronchodilator. Other thing you can do is peak expiratory flow monitoring. This can be done by the patient at home.
What tools do you use to diagnose severe asthma? Let us know in the comments and enroll at realce.com.